down four items of assistance.
What is the situation tomorrow? I can leave at noon if I want for Florida. We got everything out of the way, right? Or, well, I mean, does that tell me? I don't know. I guess I think I gotta tell Patsy where she is, see if she wants to go. Tomorrow night. Yeah, well, all right. What is the situation in my schedule? All right, fine. And I can leave at 12:30 if I want to. Yeah. Now, incidentally, don't have Mitchell today. He's not asked for an appointment, is he? This is just a regular. See, I've been through enough right on the court and everything, and I need to keep that time free in case I have to spend more time in Colin. So just tell Mitchell today that just to flush that. Now, the meeting tomorrow with Tito is an hour, so take Blunt out of there. I mean, his second meeting has to be an hour, just like the other. He's gonna run against him, isn't he? Well, it's ridiculous. Can't. He understands that, doesn't he? Well, if he doesn't understand it, it's just too damn bad. It's more important to get it. It's far more important. We need the tax bill more than we need Blunt. And just tell him. That's the way it is. And if he doesn't, if he's in a huff, he doesn't come in at all. Is that clear? Okay, all right.
It doesn't do any good, I just
it's a situation where I'm gonna be worrying whether I have to stick around or go out. I mean, I can do that through here. It's just as well to go here. I really, what is it, including camping?
I know.
I still sit around here to do it up there. So it's just up to her. She wants to know what quiet and not.
Talk to her about it, okay?
Yeah, after this is all over.
The vice president brought some papers in the other day that he handed you.
Yeah, got them in the briefings. Didn't want it to us again.
No, he said that they are, you know, I nominate at the.
Confidential.
Paper, the copy, but tell me, what if I could copy it? You know, make a Xerox for him and
there you are.
Person.
Briefcase.
Yeah, I'll bring it back to you.
Yeah, briefcase, should make only one copy for him. He's not showing, he's showing it to his junior.
And that's why he said he hates her calling, that he wants to keep.
I understand. And Tom, he's exactly right, that you'll make a copy and that he always will understand that. You know, Rose, on these invitations, and I've done this listening, it's an awfully good job. Don't let the State Department and NSC staff go through that business of musical chair. Now, I know Sonnenfeld's on there again, or as a guest for the dinner. He should.
I don't think he should be, and I've thought for a long time.
You're not going to have.
Then that's good.
I just don't want Sonnenfeld as a guest.
Neither should Holdren be there, those guys.
Why?
Because, frankly, I think if you were there around here, I think the good protector of state should be, but not the.
They should be, basically, the point is, Kennedy goes there, he's a staff, that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
See, I have to live before, I mean, they are.
Been there before.
I'm talking about there again.
You should have told you all, they have all that list on the stuff.
None told me off, but about it.
You'll feel good, we'll frame it.
But his wife put it down, so.
Well, he'll be all right then, and his wife is sick.
I don't know, he called yesterday, said she couldn't come, he didn't want to come along.
All right, just so he's been.
Mr. President, yeah, this is fine, the casino's coming, I know that, looks like 10:50 will be the arrival.
30, maybe 10 minutes, like 20 minutes later. Fine, but, you get that over, as soon as you can.
Where do you have time to get it now?
Yeah, before, well, you can call and tell us off a late arrival, and then get it over, okay? Fine.
I've got one practical question. Tito is flexible, but he has the number two man in the Politburo who could sit in. And if that's done, and if you wanted me to sit in, we could come in after the picture taking so that it looked, but it's up. I wanted to check with you how you wanted to handle it.
The difficulty is that you've got Rogers out in another office, and you've got Peterson in another office in the Roosevelt room, and talking about nothing, I suppose. So,
I think at this point,
let them all. I think the best thing to do is to let Tito. It doesn't mean anything, you know, to talk with him, you know that.
Well, I'm. Should we keep it alone?
I think it's better to, if he wants the other man, fine. But I would urge him.
No, I didn't talk to him, so all I got it was from secondhand from the...
Did they want?
From the Yugoslav embassy. Well, it's a... I'm not sure whether he didn't go through the same drill you are now going through, that he thought you might want me. I haven't talked to anybody. This came to me through...
Well, I
understand.
It's totally
up to
them if they
want to
ask people.
Well, then why don't you ask him? That would be the easiest. In either event, Rogers wouldn't have to know because one could hold this guy out. He'd be in the Peterson meeting ordinarily. He wouldn't be in the Rogers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ambassador will probably understand why he can't.
Oh, yes, that's easy.
You see, if you get beyond, basically,
it's kind of like,
if you get beyond, for example, if you get four investors in the meeting,
no, then it's a race.
Forget it.
Then it's a total race.
Because he's going to talk, frankly.
Yeah. No, no. And, no, he said he wanted that other man, but I am not clear whether he said he wanted him if you had somebody, or whether he said he wanted him in any event. This is what I frankly have not had a chance to look into.
Let me ask you, what is the situation on Holloman's saying that now the Yugoslavs have raised the question, I don't know whether this is state or protocol or who it is or NSC, but about that they don't want to move, they turn concerned about moving the second meeting to Friday rather than Saturday.
Well,
I would think they could do be my convenience on a matter as small as that much trouble.
Well, I think their problem was that they wanted a picture on, they have it scheduled for Friday, and it was mostly to get a television picture of the day in which he was departing. But after they raised it the first time, they've never come back to it, and the way I think we should leave it, Mr. President, is if they don't mention it again, we should just leave it for tomorrow and act as if...
I was going to take it off, take it off. The EOB is a different picture over there, or something like that. But we've got to get it for another hour, because I don't think we have to worry. These foreigners, when they come in like this, could not take us to start and we're not a lot of business.
And he hasn't been all of that...
we go to war for him, he'll do it for us.
Forthcoming lately, you know, in India, he took an all-out pro-Indian position, and in Cairo, he took a... He went even beyond the Egyptian position. He's been moving more to the left again. I met with a group of about 20 senators this morning on the foreign aid film. God, what a bunch these Republicans are.
These are Republicans?
Well, many Republicans, some Democrats, about 40% Democrats, and some,
sure.
But Chavez was, Percy was weeping around again, but Percy, we've diffused a little bit now. I think he's going to help out.
What are you weeping
about? Well, they want to add a new version of the Cooper Church Amendment to the foreign aid bill.
One gone on Vietnam?
Yeah. But
it's okay. This week, and what the Christ are they trying to do?
I said, gentlemen, what I would like to know is, what are you trying to do? What are you going to add to what we're doing anyway with these amendments except destroy the terms of negotiation?
Sure.
I said, this
it's
is...
unbelievable, Henry.
And I really let them have it, and I said, someday, when we give up on negotiations, we can give you a deadline, and then we'll publish the whole record.
You told
them
that?
Yeah.
I've been hitting that without telling them there was a record. I said, when the record is published, I said,
well,
it's going to be pretty goddamn bad for you. Talk. I didn't know I'm talking to our side. I said, you guys are going to look pretty good.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, actually, we...
I marked the news summary. They're building, setting us up for a fact that we're going to make a final announcement in November. You know, let's do it.
We ought to get the word out. But actually,
we get it out.
Yeah. Get out.
Defuse that and say it well.
It's not necessarily a final announcement.
Well, as you say, we don't want to defuse it to the point that we get a lot of heat built up to have a final announcement. I don't know.
You see, the point is, Mr. President, now I've just got the text of the message from the North Vietnamese, and they definitely promised that Lee Dak Tho would be there. The meeting is proposed for the 20th. It means he's got to be there on the 18th. I went over your schedule with Bob. If you made the announcement on the 15th, which is later than you had planned, but that's a Monday, that would be after the news magazine's out, then by that Thursday, Lee Dak Tho would show up in Paris. And everybody would figure something has to be going on. So that he's never yet shown up without something going on.
How do we paint the first? Let's
get it done. No, can't do it the first.
Well, the second.
The second, you're seeing McMahon.
All right, the third. I mean, It's not all that, it's not much of an announcement, just because, the 15th is too late, it's much too late for us. Gotta get the pressures, and we are gonna build up enormously on this thing, if you wait till, we wait till the 15th.
The advantage of the later date is that you get the lead October, and I'm sure they have to.
That will be noted by just a few statistics, it's gonna be noted by most people.
That's gonna be noted by all the senators who do this.
The law of the lead October is, the most important thing is to get this announcement out of the way before we have, you're gonna have everything down, you'll have another amendment down in the House by that time, probably the 10th, and you have, it's just as well to get it over with.
But you said something that's always been.
Not a reaction to that, I think we've got to move.
How about the 8th?
Yeah, the 8th would be all right. What will it include?
Well, I was going to get the final page.
The draft is.
Well, that's what I was going to get. I had to mention it, not for this announcement, to Leotov, is again dragging their feet. I can give you a final answer of what it is.
Probably wants you to say it, but we've got to say it, so just tell them that's it.
Right.
Right. And what else are you going to
do? 40,000 for 2 months and end of ground combat. See, they're going to protect the 20,000 figure anyway, and it's a big increase in the monthly rate.
I know
that. Cooper got up there this morning and made a very contributory statement, and on television he was very complimentary. I don't know whether you saw that on our foreign policy.
No, you've got to proceed. But you cannot wait until 15th, I can assure you.
You've never been wrong.
These pressures just build up enormously and quickly. And mainly not because they are trying to get us to do something. In fact, just want to get ahead of us, so they need to diffuse a little bit. The 8th is the latest way we can do it. We can do it the 10th, the 8th, the 10th. I could do it the 10th of Wednesday. Maybe that's the best thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, God, I don't know how to help you.
Well, our experience, of course, has been that an announcement that didn't quiet people, it always stirred them up.
Except this is a little different. Restoring some sense of sanity here.
Now that's why.
We want to give it a chance.
I think it's going to work this time. Because they're in trouble, too.
Very well, in terms of the 15th, is the pressures, and the longer you give them, the more the speculation and so forth will fill up as to what we are going to do. And it's the way you slice it. You got to go back to Paris 3 days later, and they'll say, oh, that's why they did it. Boy, the moment you get out there and say, it's going to be a disappointment when they, we do not make a final announcement, since they filled up the idea of a final announcement. I already get forgotten that disappointment older sooner. That's my point. So that there isn't that much of a buildup. That's the reason.
That's the fact away. The other hand, their first reaction is going to be stunned. Then when they see Vidocco come back, I think the average person in the country doesn't give a damn. They believe you're ending it. So I think our real problem are these madmen in the Senate.
Yes.
I really do not believe where I speak today, Mr. President. When I was in Chicago, there wasn't any question about Vietnam.
There isn't any question.
Vietnam is not a public issue in my judgment. And in fact, the people who are harassing you are hurting themselves. So the question, as it looks to me, is about these madmen in the Senate.
Is it they pass on it?
If you do it, if you do it on the, well, no, they, I think, I really had them shaken this morning. You have to get McGregor's view, but they were applauding. They all came up and shake my hand. They all protested their support for you. And they all said it's all going in the right direction.
It's all right. Some of the always voted against us.
Yeah, but I remember in the past how passionately they'd make the case. So the argument for the later date is that by the time they recover, Lee Dak Tho will be back in Paris, and for the guys who do scream, that is a factor. The Vietnamese less of a chance to get organized.
If you do it the 15th.
If you did it the 15th.
Well, in the next negotiations, we can always delay it for that reason. That's very good. That's a good, that's more compelling than the other.
Well, I think it's good to get them off balance if the North Vietnamese get sort of, that every time you show them that you are resourceful. Because when we pick up their intelligence reports, they don't do the job on you that they did on Johnson. They always warn their people that you are very resourceful. But perhaps we can wait for the weekend and see how the mood is. Would be best, but then he did.
But he's not busy on anything.
No.
No.
That's right, Mr. President. Right. And your instinct, as I said, on these things has been always good.
No, sir, but I know.
I don't have the sense that a lot is building up.
Thank you.
can. I just make sure to get the word that it's not directed at anyone. Although he sort of likes our Peking move. But he made a public statement saying that if it doesn't end the Vietnam War, there'll be terrible disappointment in the world.
Why?
Some of it, you see, Brezhnev made a statement in Paris yesterday saying that he thought we were colluding with the Chinese to end against the Vietnamese people. I mean, that's with reference. I really do think the Chinese are trying to end it and the Russians are less eager. At least the Chinese have made no public statement against us in Vietnam.
I'm going to keep to you, Chuck and Lennon. I said we've got our own ways of ending the war.
Yeah.
And it isn't just withdrawal. I'll wait right out.
But I'd leave it hanging then.
No, I'll leave it right hanging there.
That's what I mean. I'd leave it right hanging.
That was good to give him.
on television, which was...
Well, we'll look at the tree thing. And it's heavy on this. I don't want somebody to be like Mossbacker or somebody to raise the point of when I meet these bastards a second time. Either on Friday or Saturday, it has to be Saturday, not be here Saturday.
Yeah.
But we do work it out.
Oh, Mossbacker, we're not going to do that.
Well, you know what I mean? It's not his bad.